Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Now, just a quick shout out to say, if you haven't listened to yesterday's big interview show yet, with Mr. Scary himself, one of the greatest guitarists and shredders of our time, George Lynch, then please scroll back on the podcast app that you're listening to this on and give it a listen. It's well recommended. And also, a quick please, 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 while I'm here, if you listen to this right now on Apple Podcasts, if you've got it in your hand, if you've got an iPhone or iPad that you're listening to this on right now, then please just take 2 minutes to quickly leave a review for Vintage Rock Pod. It takes only 2 seconds, really. It makes such a big difference as well, though, to the way that people find podcasts on the app, and makes the show stand out as well. So if you can do, and if you've got a quick couple of minutes, then please do pop a lovely 5-star glowing review up on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever it's called. Please do so. It would mean an awful lot to me. And I'll even give you a shout out on next Monday's show if you can do so. Please, please do that. Anyway, with that out of the way, let's move on to today, which is April the 25th. And we'll start on this day in 1987, when U2's fifth album, The Joshua Tree, hit number one in America. It's the album that would turn them into global household names. It stayed at number one in America for 9 weeks, being certified as diamond, as well as hitting the top spot in countries around the world, of course. It sold more than 25 million copies, going 9 times platinum in the UK, 5 times platinum in Australia, 14 times platinum in New Zealand, and diamond also in Canada. The record contained the hit singles With or Without You, Where the Streets Have No Name, and I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. On this day in 2000, Eric Clapton was reunited with his former Derek and the Dominoes keyboard player Bobby Whitlock. It was their first performance together for 29 years. They played on the UK TV show Later with Jules Holland. On this day in 1994, the Eagles played the first of 2 shows at Warner Brothers Studio in California. It was for their appearance on MTV's Unplugged, and it was all part of promoting their upcoming reunion tour and album, Hell Freezes Over. On this day in 1981, Denny Lane left Wings, which meant Paul McCartney was effectively back to being a solo act once more. On this day in 1961, Elvis Presley appeared at Block Arena in Hawaii. It would be his last stage appearance for 8 years. And on this day in 1990, a London auction house sold Jimi Hendrix's famous Fender Stratocaster. It's the one he played the national anthem on at Woodstock. The guitar fetched nearly $300,000. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on a trend that caused havoc on this day. Yes, on this day in 1974, it's said that the streaking fad hit its peak. Rolling Stone magazine reported that 2 shows, Yes and Greg Allman concerts, had both been interrupted by naked fans running around the venues. Now, the fad itself has never really died out. It still happens, of course, but it became a really, really big deal in the 70s. Now, seeing this article, it reminded me of a fun story that the Tubes frontman Fee Waybill told me about streaking and the band, so I thought I'd play this for you today.
Back in the 70s, there was kind of a fad going around called streaking, where people would get naked and streak. And so we did a show at the gig, and we called it the Streaker's Ball. And the idea was, if you came naked and you streaked the stage, you got in free. And we thought, oh, this is a good gimmick. You know, there probably won't be many people. Well, we had a line outside the door of maybe 100 people standing there naked in San Francisco. And the deal was, and they would have their clothes in a paper bag. So you had to go in the, you had to streak the audience, and then you could put your clothes on. And of course, I had to do, I did it twice. During our show, I stripped down completely naked and streaked the audience. So it was pretty wild, I'll tell you. And we did like a Mondo bondage show where every song was bondage and every song was all leather and studs and belts and oh.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.